Jack Welch, author of Jack and Winning, alongside with his wife, Susie. They're coming through Los Angeles a couple of years ago. They're hustling their book, The Real Life MBA. I go to the book signing Jack Welch is at. I want him to come speak the negotiation course I'm teaching at the time at USC. How many people try to get Jack Welch to say yes to something at that book signing? Pretty much every one of them, right? They're going to come up there, Jack, how are you? My wife makes a great meatloaf. You want to come to the house tonight? God knows what they're going to ask him. Jack, I got this invention. Would you pose with it? How many people are going to ask him to try to say yes? That day, that week, how many people try to get Jack Welch to say yes to something? You're me. You come up to Jack Welch. What do you say? And how much time do you have? You maybe got 7 seconds. And even if you get to the second response after him, there's 300 people standing behind you in line. They walk you up there. Before you get to them, they say, what's your name? Chris, write on a piece of paper so Jack doesn't get it wrong. Really, that's so you don't talk to him. And then you keep moving. On top of that, have they patted me down? Do they know whether or not I've got a gun? Have I been through a metal detector? As a matter of fact, I do have a gun, but he's not in trouble for me. They don't have my identification. They don't know I'm not going to hurt him. I'm going to get within arm's length of Jack Welch. Action is quicker than reaction. They can't stop me from doing anything I want to do. This is the dilemma of bodyguards. You get within arm's length of the target, you can only stop them after they've done it. You can grab them after they've killed your target. But you can't stop them. I'm going to get within arm's length of Jack Welch. I could do whatever I want. I could walk up to him and kiss him right on the lips if I want to, right? He was falling asleep. I want to make sure he waked up. He's going to wake up screaming in the middle of the night tonight. Ah! I walk up to Jack Welch, and this is what I say to him. Is it a ridiculous idea for you to come and speak at the negotiation course that I teach at USC? He looks up and to the left, and gets this really intense scowl on his face. And he just freezes. And I think to myself, I just killed Jack Welch. He had a stroke. He's so furious. And he's going to die. And the security's going to tackle me. They're going to drag me on cuffs. I'm going to say, but I'm an FBI agent. We don't care. You killed Jack Welch. So initially, when he doesn't die, I'm relieved, but he still doesn't move. Finally, he unfreezes, and he looks at me, and he says, this is my personal assistant's name. This is a special Twitter account we have set up to communicate with her. I will call her and tell her who you are and what you want. I think we're going to be in Los Angeles in the fall. If we are, we'll come in and speak at your class. Calibrated no is worth at least 5 yeses.